Everybody, it's Tuesday, and you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Maggie Dawn. I'm an attorney and economist. You can find me here on your local Civic Media talk radio station from 2 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, trying to make sense of all the gosh darn noise. And this headline certainly jumped out at me based on my very special guest's work at the Wisconsin Policy Forum. His name is Jason Stein. He's the executive director over there. And Jason, you all dropped a report, I think a couple weeks ago, about the question, the problem, the concern over lead laterals that connect basically municipal water sources to individual homeowners' internal plumbing. Now, everybody in the state of Wisconsin, frankly, has heard about the lead lateral crisis in Milwaukee, but your report certainly made some waves because a couple of other communities, I think, we're caught somewhat unawares to find themselves at the top of the list for the percentage of lead laterals in their community. Tell us more, Jason.
Sure. And this report actually we put out about a year ago. So it was about November of 2023, but it's been getting some renewed attention because, you know, as it sort of underlines the issue that these things do not go away quickly or even, you know, anything but very, very slowly. Let's put it that way. So we looked at data that was available from the state on these lead laterals, which, as you say, are the lines that carry water from the main in the street into your home or into your business or apartment building. And these lines, yeah, we found that, you know, again, there are nearly 100 communities around the state that have lead laterals to some greater or lesser degree. And, you know, in certain communities that were, let's say, built before the Great Depression, you know, built before the 1930s, they can be very common. And even, you know, you see some, you know, you might even have cases where you have communities where more than half of the laterals can be lead. And again, sometimes the data on this, people need to understand, the data is not perfect. I think if people stop and think about it, they say, okay, we got this house. It was built in Whitefish Bay. It was built in Sherwood 100 years ago. How perfect is the data on what the lateral for that house is? Yeah, it's not perfect, right? And I think if people stop and think about it, they wouldn't be surprised about that. But it is an important issue. And you do have some communities like Whitefish Bay and Sherwood that are, you know, well-to-do communities. And people might think, oh, there wouldn't be a problem like that in a community like that. But it, you know, there are also communities that were built, you know, many of the structures were built a long time ago. And this is just an issue that crops up. And it takes time to resolve. And it also is a tricky financing thing because if you think about that lateral, typically half of it is owned by the municipality, the half that goes part way from the main to the house. And then the other half is owned by the home or the property owner. And so, you know, the city, when they're, let's say they're replacing an old water main in the street or they're doing work on that street and they've got everything torn up, they want to come in and also replace the laterals. But then there is this cost to replacing the homeowner's portion. And it's tricky to just say, well, people would say, okay, well, let's have the water utility pay for it. But where does the water utility get its money from? The water utility gets its money from the ratepayers. And in typical situations, it needs to, if it's expending money that is only for the benefit of one property, it can be tricky for that water utility to spend everyone's ratepayer dollars for that purpose.
It may, in fact, be illegal.
Right. And so, you know, there have been things done at both the state and local level to make it easier to finance both the municipal and the private portions of these lead laterals. But this is a This is a long, I mean, this is an issue that takes, it took us decades to get here, Maggie, and it takes us years to get out of it as well.
As someone that has always been interested in public health and public policy, when these issues first started to come to light over a decade ago in the city of Milwaukee, I remember clocking this and thinking, this is one of those really complicated problems. The city had looked into subsidizing or underwriting loans to homeowners. I mean, it is just, there's the property lines, the whole lateral isn't owned by either the homeowner directly. I mean, there's just so many layers of complexity here. And I do want to just give this PSA to folks. In general, not all cases, unless there is some sort of infrastructural work that has disturbed the lateral, it is not always the case that your water is contaminated at a dangerous level simply because you have a lead lateral. If you think about this, it makes sense. There would have to be some agitation of the lateral that starts or erosion on the inside that starts to actually sort of result in these microscopic bits of lead entering the water stream. So or I don't want people in Whitefish Bay and Shorewood freaking out.
Or a change in the chemistry of the water.
Yes.
Another thing that could lead to that. But yes, I mean, municipal officials who are on top of their game have ways that they can manage this issue and test and make sure that, you know, water is at safe levels. And you can also, even if you don't have a lead lateral, you can still have lead in the fittings of your pipes or your pipes within an older home as well. So, you know, there are multiple things that people have to be aware of. But this is a problem that was kind of long, I think, perceived by some people as a city of Milwaukee problem. But really, any place
in every
would have it. It's a long-standing city can also have this issue.
You can find all of their work at wis.policyforum.org. He's Jason Stein, the executive director. Thank you so much, Jason. We're all smarter because of you. I appreciate your work. Please do give Rob Henkin my best. We come back. We've got some more breaking news about the Luigi Mangiano issue and arrest that is ongoing. I've got some data from the extradition hearing, some information, the arguments made there. I'm going to share that all with you right on the other side. Keep it locked. My name is Maggie Dawn. I'm your radio lawyer and economist. What I do isn't legal advice, though. Keep it locked.